What are some of the recent trends in agricultural journalism communications? On the agriculture part of agriculture communications, I think the agriculture is being redefined, has been for some decades, and it is now being totally redefined. I mean, when I started in a career, my definition of agriculture and agricultural journalism was much more narrow in terms of what agriculture is. So professionals in it now are becoming increasingly involved throughout this continuum, from the research, agriculture research, on through consumption and use of food. That whole broad continuum is agriculture today, and our graduates, our professionals, are occupied throughout it. On the communications side, the first trend that comes to my mind is this accelerating storm of new electronic media and information technologies. And these require new kinds of expertise among the communicators, professionals, and others who work in them. Expertise in the use of these technologies, greater expertise in the strategic use of the traditional channels. The professional ag journalists and communicators are in the thick of this. Another recent trend, I think that public understanding of the food and agriculture enterprise is falling at the same time as the non-farm public increasingly needs and wants to be involved in decisions related to food and agriculture. Another one, I think over the past 30 years in particular, women have increasingly become involved as professionals, scholars, leaders in agricultural communications. They are bringing great dedication and skill to this field. Another recent trend involves the increasing share of professionals in this field who are working in what I'll call special interest communicating. Relatively fewer are working as journalists who cover agriculture from the base of independent media. Another trend is we're seeing greater concentration in the ownership of agricultural media. And we're also seeing more agricultural media organizations pursue cross-media convergence. And I consider it a little ironic because in the early stages of my own career, Burridge Butler at Prairie Farmer was one of the early convergence entrepreneurs in the media, agricultural media, because he owned radio station WLS at the same time as he owned the print medium in agriculture. Talk first about relationship with journalism communications, our parent discipline. We are preparing professional journalists and communicators who have special interest and expertise related to agriculture. Our emphasis through this heritage involves the mass and other mediated methods of communicating. That's our home country. The journalism side has deep roots in the humanities, especially literature, the arts, and other parts of our parent discipline, parts such as advertising and public relations, have roots in the social sciences more. Through joint arrangements on our campuses, in our programs, we rely on the schools of journalism and communications to provide most or all of the professional communications coursework for our students. This close relationship is complementary and it's vital to effective academic programs in agricultural journalism and communications. In terms of relationships with the field of agricultural education, this relationship has yet to be clarified conceptually. It needs to be clarified because shared administrative homes have emerged during recent years, and questions of the relationship remain largely unaddressed. We here at Illinois were among the early experimenters with such arrangements. I'm aware of some of the strains and the similarities, the complementary relationships and the differences. And I have observed that similar strains are reported on other campuses that have brought these academic programs together administratively. Agricultural communications and agricultural education are peer areas of academic endeavor with roots in different scholarly disciplines and with missions that are importantly unique. Agricultural communications is not a subdiscipline of agricultural education, just as agricultural education is not a subdiscipline within agricultural communications. In academic units shared with agricultural education, be proactive in working with colleagues and administrators to develop strong relationships that maintain the identity, the rigor, and the potential of agricultural communications programs. Neither field of interest is well served by treating them as one within another. Communications and education have unique missions, capabilities, and academic cultures. Programs, faculty members, students, none can hope to gain from competitive struggles that sprout readily in the absence of mutual recognition, understanding, respect, support, and trust. There is plenty of need and opportunity for both of these academic fields to strive, but that progress should not happen on each other's toes. This section deals with my views about the professional shift from journalism and other areas of communications, such as public relations, advertising, and marketing for AgCom, AgJourn graduates. I consider this relationship important and currently in need of careful review. We need to put extremely high priority on strengthening independent journalism. Voices of the independent media need to be heard. They serve the well-being of all. And I think this platform needs to be nurtured in our curricula, in our courses in ag journalism and communications, and identified more specifically than they are at present. All of our students in our programs should complete their programs with an understanding and a respect for the role of agricultural journalists who work from independent platforms. These are journalists who address issues, ask questions, and offer perspectives that some others would rather not hear. Now, beyond the core of agricultural journalism, I support the emergence and expansion of special interest communicating. I'm talking here about our graduates who prepare to become agri-marketing communicators, who speak in support of producer and commodity groups, public agencies, educational, non-governmental organizations. All of these are really interest groups. They're not independent journalists. Citizens groups are an example of these. I think our graduates can go into these areas of special interest as professional communicators. I think these voices should be heard in the marketplace of ideas. And the more these groups involve skilled communicators who understand complex agriculture issues and who know how to be honest brokers, then I think the more effectively they can contribute to the sound decisions that serve agriculture and the public. I consider responsible special interest communicating a growing and useful sector, and I believe it will continue to grow because of increases in the number of interests associated with this huge and diverse and complex agriculture enterprise.